Hey, this is Daryl Morris, listening to Bobcat Radio, KTSW, San Marcos.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. Jason Miracle, Eddie in the house, as always, and pretty much every Wednesday now. This is getting become a regular thing, and I'm liking it.
We love it.
Switching over to the other side of the diamond now, head coach of your Texas State softball team, Ricky Woodard, joining us here today. Coach, game day, so I appreciate you taking a little time out of your day to join us here.
No problem. Thanks for having me again.
So it's been a week off, but before we go on, I want to talk about that Houston Baptist game. First off, Quincy Charleston, that was amazing for her. She comes in, she induces the double play, gets you out of that inning, and then she comes back and strikes out the side. Again, first-year player here for Texas State anyway. What has she meant to this team, and how well has she been able to, or I guess how has she been able to transition into that bullpen role so effectively?
Well, the great thing about Quincy is she played in a junior college national championship game last year. Unfortunately, ended up falling a little short, but she threw a ton of innings for her junior college last year. And so, you know, if you come to watch ball games, you're probably going to see her towards the end of most of our ball games from here on out, if not all of them. You know, they have somebody that can come in and close games like that and get ground balls the way she does. And then the bonus is the strikeouts. So she's done a great job for us. It's been fun to watch her.
So you get the week off. It's been 7 days. Does your schedule change as a team? Do you keep to the same practice schedule? Do you get maybe an extra day off to heal up some of the bumps and bruises?
Yeah, that's kind of what we did. We spent a little bit more time, you know, last Thursday and Friday working on the offensive side of things. In fact, that's pretty much all we did was hit. Seemed like we hit, and then hit some more. And then took Saturday and Sunday off and told them just kind of stay away from the field and go enjoy the weekend, but, you know, be prepared to get right back at it Monday. And so Monday and Tuesday we took the days and just kind of focused still on the offensive side of things, but also added in, you know, a little bit more defense and seen some live pitching again and kind of tried to get the game rolling again for us as it was.
You mentioned I was going to ask what the focus was, but it sounds like it was hitting. As a coach and as a staff, have you identified that as probably the biggest problem the team has run into this season?
Yeah, we're playing pretty solid defense right now. We're pitching, you know, decently. I think if we score runs, we pitch even better. You know, it's hard to pitch sometimes in that circle when all the pressure's on you to keep the other team from scoring because you're not producing offensively. And so that's been the big focus, you know, for the last couple of weeks now. But especially last week when we had a few days where we could actually just focus on that. You know, that's been the key, is trying to get the bats rolling again. I feel like once we get something rolling and it starts clicking, we're going to be in a great spot, but we got to get that going here quickly.
Are there certain players that you look for to get it fired up for the team in general, maybe that they follow along, whether it's Kelly Baker who's been here for a while or Kendall Wiley as well? Do you look to some of those seniors and some of those veteran leaders to get the ball rolling for you in general?
Yeah, I feel like Kelly's done a pretty good job. She's been fighting some injuries the last couple of weeks, and you can tell a little bit, but, you know, she's still leading this team in every possible way that she can, and including at the plate. And so she's obviously the leader of the pack, and, you know, I feel like really if we could get Ariel Ortiz, he hasn't had a great freshman year. Kendall Wiley, who, you know, was a preseason all-region pick again, all-conference pick. You know, I think if we could just get a couple of those people going, I think some of the rest would follow. And so, yeah, there's some key people that we need to kind of to roll with this. You know, Taylor Webb's done a good job off and on for us all year, but again, I think she's one of those players that if we get some momentum, she's going to go with that momentum. So I think there's quite a few. If we could just get, you know, one or two things rolling and clicking for us in the right direction, I think it'll go. So we just got to figure out how to do that effectively.
All right, Coach, and going into tonight's game against Lamar, what can you expect from the team to carry over from last Wednesday's game against Houston Baptist? I know you've had a long time off, but how has that mindset changed a little bit after having that break going into tonight?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I really liked practice yesterday. I thought we were focused. I thought there was a lot of intensity and drive that, you know, kind of had been missing a little bit. And so, yeah, I'm hoping that we'll bring that back to the ballpark today. I think we've figured out in the last couple of weeks that if we don't play, we're going to get beat. And it doesn't really matter who's in the other dugout. You know, the Incarnate Word loss was a tough loss for us. And then went into Houston Baptist and, you know, really didn't play real well, didn't swing the bats real well, and just, you know, got ourselves into a bind with it that we were able to pull out. But I'm hoping tonight we'll come back with a little bit more fire, a little bit more intensity after having a few days rest and recovery, and maybe we got that fire back under us again. Because as I said, yesterday was one of the best practices we've had all year.
Speaking of the other dugout there, Lamar Cardinals coming into town tonight. They're 24-14 on the season. They're also coming off a three-game winning streak where they swept Southeastern Louisiana. Coach, what can we expect from the Cardinals tonight?
they're always aggressive. You know, they always come in trying to be aggressive right off the bat, and so we have to combat that aggressiveness. And I found if we kind of knock their aggressive wind out of them early in the game, then we take control of the game. But we have to kind of counteract their aggressiveness real early in the game. As you can see, just looking at stats, they swing the bat pretty decent, and they run the bases well. So we have to be prepared on all aspects to be able to play tonight aggressively, because if not, they're going to be aggressive, and we're going to sit back and watch. And so we have to figure out how to kind of counteract that right away and make sure that we're the aggressors.
Coach, so a little weather blew in last night, had a little rain sitting around, a lot of rain, the way you look at it there, and I know Texas State has a fantastic grounds crew, but it's bound to be a little more wet out there than usual. How does that affect gameplay as far as grounders or even pitching and fielding as well?
Well, really the only thing it should affect is the outfield. The balls that, you know, get in the grass in the outfield are probably going to still be wet this evening. So, you know, the outfielders have to really focus on, one, how the ball's spinning so that it doesn't get by them. And then, two, when they do grab the ball, they have to really focus on staying on top so the ball doesn't fly out of their hands. But really that should be the only way it should affect it. You know, the dirt is covered, the tarp's been on, we'll take it off this afternoon. So really the only thing that's going to be the question mark will be the grass as soon as it's, and we get out there and see, but really once the lights go on and the sun goes down, the grass seems to get wetter. So you got to really kind of be careful how you're playing balls in the outfield this evening.
All right, Coach, again, it's game day tonight, taking on Lamar Cardinals, 6 o'clock. You can hear right here on KTSW 545 pregame action. Coach, again, I appreciate you joining us today. Before we let you go, again, I always love to give you the opportunity to give a shout-out or a message to the fans that will be joining us tonight.
Come on out. It should be a great night for a ball game. Looks like the weather's going to go away and be a nice, cool evening to watch some softball, so come on out. It'd be great to have everybody in the stands tonight.
All right, there she was again, head coach of your Texas State softball team, Coach Ricky Woodard. Again, Coach, I appreciate you taking time out of your day today, and good luck tonight as well.
Thank you, guys. See you at the ballpark.